Nana what? Nana brew. Nana what? Nana brew. Nana what? Nana brew. Nana what? Nana brew.
Welcome to Nana Brew the podcast.
What's going on?
It's Friday. It's party time, y'all.
Nice. We're here for all the 26-year-old accountants in Cincinnati named Kyle that like to look up fucking alligator eating bunnies videos. You hate your job.
Sick fuck.
We've had a couple. We've been drinking. And we're ready to have some fun. We're ready to do some.
We know you are too.
It's the abbreviated version. We're going to skip to it. I'm Jason Funky Boss, Brian Time Cop, OB Brandon, nope. Justin, the Foz. We're going to go right into art in your face because we got to get going.
Let's go.
Ready.
Art. Your face.
We should do
like an intro, but in the theme of Drop It Like It's Hot.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay. I can dig it. Nice.
When the art's in the face, you drop it like it's hot.
Nice.
I like it. All right.
Also, shout out Snoop Pharrell.
I got art, but I'll save it.
Are you sure?
I'm holding it in.
Okay, because you've been holding it.
I've done most of the talking today, so I'm ready.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't. So my serious issues with holding in your art.
Mine's gonna be a little. I touched on it previously.
Touch on it some more.
Black Mirror.
No.
Letterkenny.
Yes.
Electric. Electric Dreams. Electric Sheep.
No. So I touched on this briefly, but I finished. I recently marathoned the rest of it. It's a Love, Death, and Robots on Netflix.
Yeah, okay. Oh, right.
Super freaking cool.
Nice. I totally forgot about that one.
I sat down and made two separate people watch one episode with me. Both of them have marathoned the entire, 18 episodes. So it's quick. It's brief. The animation is realistic.
How many episodes are we talking here?
I want to say, 18.
What's my overall commitment?
There's 18. They're all independent of themselves. I think there's 18. And they're anywhere from 10 minutes to 17 tops. All separate.
They're like little movies.
So there's no fuck around time. It's like episode starts, shit hits the fan, go.
Yo.
The end.
Nice.
Okay. All right.
The other one I briefly touched on, but I watched one more episode, is Chernobyl. I think it's an HBO five-part series.
Did you watch it? So we canceled HBO right when Game of Thrones ended, and then I forgot that I also wanted to watch Chernobyl. Yeah. But
it's supposedly the most watched show of all time. Now.
Yeah. I thought it was and it was also the highest rated on IMDb. Rated?
Wow.
So it's a five part series. I'm through episode two. The first episode's it starts a little slow, but it builds up a lot, and it's actually like a fucking true story. So it's super intense. And where I'm at now, I'm in episode two, where shit is blatantly hitting the fan, but they're trying to figure it out. And the statistics that they're throwing out and the numbers
that
they're
throwing
out.
Just one guy running on the background, always going, shit's fucked!
Dude, no.
Shit is fucked!
No, but the thing is you wish there would be.
They're just way too calm?
At one point, one dude, one physicist, finally freaks out. There's a table of freaking Russians that are all underplaying it. And they're oh, it'll be fine. And they break. And they're like, all right, we'll meet in a week. And this dude finally slammed, he couldn't take it anymore. And he was like, no. He's like, this is what's happening, and you guys need to do something right now. And they're like, no, it's totally fine. You're freaking out. And he was I'm about to freak out because everybody's going to fucking die.
Oh, dude, it's my favorite. My beef of the week is people that tell me that I'm mad when I'm not
mad. Yes, we talked about this.
Yes, it's like, you're mad.
Why are you
I'm
so
not
mad.
No, I'm not. It's like, but why are you so mad? I'm not mad.
But I'm about to
I'm
be.
Getting mad. Yeah. I'm about to be real mad. If you say I'm mad, say I'm mad one more time.
Yeah. But so where I'm at now, just finished episode two, and literally they're they thought this thing was spewing enough radiation that's if you're within 100 miles, it's like an X-ray. It's like a chest X-ray. No big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And then come to find out.
But constantly, though.
Well, constantly. But then come to
forever.
Find out. Then come to find out.
Every day. That's not
then
okay.
Then come to find out. They were like, this is actually three Hiroshimas that will happen for the next 100,000 years. And you're like, whoa, what? And then come to find out, the way they're trying to stop it is they're pumping water, but this water is apparently about to become radiated and create this huge fusion bomb of some sort. My terminology's off.
Oh, shit.
And so they ended it, and they're like, we need to evacuate, Poland and fuck all these places, hundreds of miles away, because the blast radius will kill millions of people, and there's 60 million people here right now. And they were like, how long do we have to do this? And they were like, on a good day, roughly 72 hours, maybe. And you're like, what the fuck?
This is real life.
This is real life. And then it ended. So clearly some things may have changed. Not changed, but...
That's just the whole season ended it that way?
That was episode two.
Oh, okay.
So it's a five-part series. It's all...
That's as far as you are?
That's as far as I am. Okay. So, like, all right. Shit is hitting the fucking... The statistics.
I better watch it. I feel like guilty now. I feel like...
Oh, dude.
The show is so highly rated. I almost feel like it's
What's crazy is, like, the legitimate statistics and numbers they're throwing out are astronomical. Like, while I'm watching it, I'm like, how are we alive right now? Like, how is our planet... How are we functioning without four arms, walking backwards, like... Like, legitimately, I'm not exaggerating.
Maybe we're not. Maybe that's why every pitcher in the major leagues is throwing fucking 95 and every NBA player can shoot threes from half court.
Yeah.
Chernobyl, dude. Not bad. Right. You know, it fucks up a little bit.
Record numbers of home runs, but also strikeouts.
Like, 98% of us get cancer, but also sports is super rad.
Well, yeah, sports is the best. It's always... Watching that shit is awesome. So, those are my two. Highly recommend both of them.
Man.
I'm still working for Chernobyl.
I'm
going to
go
intense.
See Chernobyl. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to start it tonight. I'm going to do it.
Do it.
Sounds good.
Brandon.
Brando.
What? OB. Sorry, I got locked out of Instagram. Like, I'm in Instagram, I'm in Instagram jail right now. So, sorry, I was not paying attention. So, I still don't have any Wi-Fi at my house, so I've only got pre-art.
What is this, 19-2?
Yeah,
19-2?
It's from Harold and Kumar go to, or Escape from Guantanamo Bay.
What is this, 19-2?
My grandpappy built on this land in 19-2. So funny.
Nice. It just reminds me there's a commercial. I don't even remember, like, what it was about, but, like, the punchline was, like, yeah, I just need to verify your identity. Like, can I see your Social Security card? And he's like, Social Security number is 2. But no, so I got some pre-art. The best hip-hop album of the year is about to drop tonight at midnight.
That's a bold statement.
Spose?
It is. It's coming out Spose. With another album? Yeah.
What?
Spose? No.
What?
Awesome. Freddie Gibbs and this dude Madlib making the beats. It's called Pinata, and it's
Madlib is money on beats.
Madlib's money on beats. Freddie Gibbs is amazing on Madlib beats.
I've never heard of that character.
Yeah.
Do they have a group name?
Mad Gibbs. They had one album already. It was called
Mad Gibbs.
It was called Pinata, which was like the best like underground hip hop album of all time. And this one's getting a major release. It's coming out tonight at midnight.
You're throwing out some
a lot of hyperbole, and I mean it. So check it out.
Okay.
Also,
Bandana.
I love that I've lived long enough that a children's thing is now like a pun for instead of like Mad Libs. I don't know if he's doing it on purpose. I don't know if he's doing it on purpose or not.
What? Oh, Mad Gibbs?
It says Mad Libs.
So will you remind me tomorrow because I won't be up
there? Like I 1,000% will send it to you because it's going to be great.
A little kid's plaything has hip-hop street cred.
Yeah.
To like do a pun about?
Yeah.
Like a pun.
Mad Gibbs, son?
Like that.
Got that Mad Gibbs, son?
That's a street cred thing? Okay.
Am I the only person thinking Mad Gibbs should be like a Barry Gibb metal album?
I did briefly think that. Maybe not Matt. Maybe not metal. I didn't think metal.
All right, Justin, what's your art?
I've been watching a lot of Boss Baby and PJ Masks.
Dude, PJ Masks.
Yeah, you sucked down that realm.
I'm not a fan.
Never heard of PJ Masks. Is that with the kids that turn into the superheroes?
Yeah. In the pajamas.
Gecko and
Catboy.
Owlette.
Yeah, Catboy. Who's Owlette. He's a little feminine, and that's okay. It's okay. Just an observation.
That's right. We lost half our audience now. Everyone, send your hate mail to Brian at booksandbrews.com.
I'm cool with it. It's just an observation.
Okay. Well, yeah, fair. I guess. But that's not fair. I'm sorry. Why am I agreeing with you right now?
I have no idea. That never happened.
The only outlet I have is because I watched season one of Westworld, and my wife watched the first two episodes.
Oh, dude,
my wife is actually watching it right now. So
What if my
foster kids are robots?
No, what if PJ Masks is actually operating in the Westworld universe?
Don't ruin it for me.
Like, the kids are actually in just Westworld. Like, there's a kid version of Westworld.
They still can invent flying. That's
where you are PJ Masks. You don't know that. Maybe there's harnesses and shit.
Yeah, it's true.
Maybe there's some anti-gravity shit happening.
Straps and pulleys.
This is the fucking future we're talking about here. They have robots that look, act, and do other things like human beings.
You wouldn't even know.
You wouldn't even know that you can't fly.
You might be flying and not even know that you're flying.
There goes your little theory.
Yep.
We're flying right now through space.
Through space.
On a rock.
Hundreds of thousands of miles
around a giant nuclear fireball. And everything's normal.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
Nobody's even thinking about it.
It's actually kind of a black hole. We see like, oh, you're talking about our universe.
The sun. Yeah.
Yeah. We are at 8 hours. We're actually moving even faster around the black hole, though. Yes, I mean,
that's true.
Okay. We're moving like we so unfathomably fast.
It's
right
amazing
now.
For it's a flat disc to move that fast.
Kind of makes me feel dizzy to even like, think about it.
I'm disoriented.
Have you guys ever drank so much you actually felt the earth move?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's called Last Night.
I'm just kidding.
Brian drinks. Yeah. We get it. You're an adult.
Did you? What did you have an art? What was your art?
No, that was. Is I seriously.
His art was Boss Baby.
Yesterday, I tried to make ketchup.
I mean, apparently,
no. Made, actually,
he said he made tomato water this morning.
Yeah, I just had to put it back on the oven and or the stovetop and reduce it some more.
Barf.
Ketchup's not
cool.
The thing is, I was curious on how to make it, so I'm making it.
So
I'm going to use that to make.
All right, let's hear it.
You ready?
Yeah,
shrimp cocktail.
Waiting. You ready?
Yeah. Wait. Yes.
Sherlock and Holmes.
Oh no.
No.
So the wife and I were looking through AT&T UVerse. Shout out AT&T UVerse.
Which one is this? The Will Ferrell?
Yes.
Holmes and Watson, my guy.
Holmes and Watson.
Okay, guys, I'm out. Cheers.
Yeah, you're. Okay, I think you're in the deep minority about this. If you enjoyed it,
I want to hear your perspective. I want to hear it.
Okay. Have you you've seen it? I know.
Yes.
Did you get through the whole thing?
Yes.
Did you watch it, Brandon?
No.
Okay, then you're out.
I'm sorry. No.
I have seen about
then you're out of your element.
I have seen about half an hour and could not watch anymore.
Then you're out of your element too.
Let's talk.
So the wife and I are flipping through AT&T and UVerse and watching every preview as you do. It's kind of like the previews are now like the if you live long enough to live with Blockbuster, you're like, let's run a movie. You end up like for an hour and a half being in the movie store. And you're like, yeah. We could have watched the fucking movie by now.
For sure.
Dude, this is the worst. So,
but it's high stress to try to pick to narrow it down.
I know. It's buyer fatigue. So yeah. That's why a lot of times Sarah and I have gotten real good at like the first one we're even remotely interested in. We're watching it. Because by the time we... By the time we even decide, well, it's a half an hour later.
You backtrack.
Just looping through.
Yeah, you got to back. Yeah.
So we Holmes and Watson, and I was like, you know, me being me, I'm like, everyone hated this movie. Let's at least watch the preview.
Yeah.
We watched the preview, and we were both laughing, and I was like, we got to do it.
Let's fucking do it. Okay.
And it was funny, dude.
Well, I will also throw this funny. As it a caveat.
Look,
I do not like Will Ferrell. So
look, I love
Will
Ferrell.
Well, yeah, of course. Then you're not going.
So yeah, I agree.
I had, of course, the lowest of possible expectations.
True.
Because everyone that I've known has said this movie is a steaming pile of shit.
Yes.
And I had no expectations going in.
Okay.
And I thought it was pretty fucking funny. So part of it also is if you've seen the Robert Downey versions of
the Sherlock, which they definitely piggyback off of.
Yeah, because all of the sides where you're just doing all like the calculate 27 degrees spin and this and that.
Yeah.
So there's one where they get really drunk and he goes in the alley. He's like peeing at 37 degree angle and to avoid the pee going on your shoe. And it was pretty darn funny.
The one funny part is where he sent the drunk text, which was like a message, like through like a messenger that I'd like he was wasted and he had to like. Like write it and like she tried she got a letter in the mail and like read it was like what the hell that part was
We're gonna call this drunk messaging like one of the motifs is like they're inventing pop culture faux pas things throughout which is it's pretty funny dude it's not his best work
but
I really here's the thing though I didn't like Semi-Pro the first time I saw it.
I hated I didn't hate Semi-Pro. I thought it was not funny, but I thought it was a good basketball movie.
Yeah.
And I quote that movie so much because it is hilarious. You have to dig in. It's like Joe Dirt.
No.
You're going to disagree.
It's,
Joe Dirt
well,
took
it's
me,
not
Joe
nearly
Dirt
as
took
funny.
Me two,
but
two, three times.
I'll agree with you in the sense that, and a lot of Will Ferrell movies are this way, is that they're more, as I say, they're more quotable than they are watchable. So like... In the 10 to 15 minute vignettes, like it's pretty funny. But it watches like a skit does. Like a lot of the old SNL movies, like Ladies Man or Night at the Roxbury.
If you
catch like 10 minutes of that on TV, hilarious.
Yeah.
If you watch another 10, 15, 20 minutes like, after that, you're like, I'm kind of tired of
it.
But if you watch, if you caught the next 10 to 15 minutes alone, that'd be funny.
Yeah.
So like independently of itself, each scene is actually pretty fucking funny.
I didn't think Talladega Nights was that funny the first time I saw it.
See, Talladega Nights, I definitely thought, I mean, like all of the Will Ferrell movies, they definitely grew on me. But I thought,
That was the one of all of them that I think from the first viewing
you dug.
I thought okay. was funny.
I don't.
If you're not first, you're last.
Yeah.
Oh hell, Bobby, that make any sense? You can be second or third or fourth.
I base my
hell,
life upon
hell, that. You can even be fifth.
Yeah. Yeah, that's funny.
It's like, don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby?
Dude, yeah. What was the name of the actor?
Michael
Clark Duncan. He was also in Slammin' Salmon.
Slammin' Salmon. I just rewatched that.
Whatever, oh, motherfucker.
Whatever, motherfucker. Dude, he's so funny. You lampooning me, Dreams.
No, dude, it's great.
Oh,
it's
classic. Great. If you have not seen,
shout out to John Couch, our director of operations and sales. He met Eric Stolensky, who is Rabbit. And he's also one of the waiters in Slammin' Salmon.
Yep.
I was completely... He met Eric Stoltz. I'm like, the guy from Mask? Really?
No, Stolensky. I think it's Stolensky, I think.
So side note, going back to my art.
Yeah.
He also... somehow he's met one of the writers of... Who did a few of the shorts on Love, Death, and Robots. And he wants to try to get him in here because apparently he's an author.
Totally.
As well. And he wants to try to get him in here because he lives in like Dayton or something.
Be awesome.
So yeah. So more so.
Check so anyway... Sherlock and Holmes, don't listen. I'm almost at the point now where when critics like overwhelmingly hate something.
Oh, you don't listen.
But like, I got at least.
So there's a lot of stupidity in that movie. Is
it's,
all I'm saying.
It's almost like from 90% to 100% sucks. Like just total self-serving fucking bullshit. And then 80% to 60%, I'm talking like Rotten Tomatoes score.
Yeah.
Is like, okay. And then from 60 to 20% are truly bad movies. Just bad. And then 20% to 0% are almost just like they hit a cultural sort of thread of wanting to hate on things. And then once you hit a fever pitch of people hating on things, you almost feel like you're not allowed to say you liked it.
Yeah.
As a critic. It's like, oh, shit, I can't be the one asshole who said they liked this movie. Yeah,
everybody hates this. I don't be that guy.
Oh, God, I'm going to lose my job if I don't hate this movie. I better say some wild shit about it.
Fuck this movie. Yeah. And you go home questioning life and yourself.
Look,
and
Will, you call him on the phone. I'm really sorry. Well, actually, I thought it was pretty funny.
I didn't mean it.
Everyone else was hating it. My editor told me if I didn't shit in this movie that I was going to lose my job.
I'm fucking fired.
Because you know why? Because no one's reading articles that said it was a good movie. People are now serial reading articles talking about how increasingly shitty they hate this movie.
Speaking of Rotten Tomatoes, the tomato meter is 11%, but the audience score is 27%.
Oh wow, that's like
so
pretty good.
Two and a half.
Yeah,
still incredibly low.
Yeah.
Oh, so you have seen the movie?
I have seen it. So again, it's
funny.
It's not my favorite. There are some funny parts.
It's funny.
It's just like I hate Napoleon Dynamite, but I still think that tater tots in the pocket scene is hilarious.
Well, I also
kicks him and
eat your food, Tina.
Yeah,
falling out.
I like Napoleon Dynamite on the first watch. I really did. Uncle Rico.
Yeah.
I had my grandma take me to see Napoleon Dynamite
in the
theaters.
I never heard about it until it was on VHS back in the day.
This was however long ago. She will not let me live it down to this day that I took her to the worst movie that she's ever seen in her 80 years on this earth.
That's part of the point.
It must like haunt her dreams or something because she brings it up all the fucking time. It's about like,
hey, could you pass the mashed potatoes? Remember when you took me to see Napoleon Dynamite?
Yeah, you son of a bitch.
Bitch.
It's the worst night of my life.
Yeah,
very condescendingly. She'd be like, "You thought it was hilarious." I'm like, "Great, I have a bad sense of humor. I get it. Thanks, Grandma."
Oh man,
thanks, Grandma.
I laugh and I suck up to her.
Here's a good hot take, or not hot takes, but we got no time. Sorry, real quick around the room because I'm interested in this.
Okay.
What's the movie everyone hated that you thought was? Not, and you know, it's hard to say, like, everyone hated it and I thought it was great.
Fuck.
What movie did you, enjoy? Like, entertainment value. Like, everyone hates this movie. I thought it was all right. For me, Waterworld.
Same.
Nice.
I love that movie, honestly.
It's really corny, but like, actually, I'm a big Mad Max fan.
I'm even kind of worse. I loved The Postman.
I didn't see The Postman. My dad loves The Postman.
I thought The Postman was great.
I don't even know. I don't know.
Joe Dirt?
Everybody loves you. You're the only person I've ever met that doesn't love Joe Dirt.
And it was funny is I love David Spade. I hate that movie.
How many times have you watched it?
The one David Spade movie that I love, though, for sure, besides the ones everyone knows.
How many of you? How many
Tommy
times,
Boy?
Everyone knows.
How many times have you watched Joe Dirt? I need to know.
Benchwarmers.
It's such a good movie, dude.
It's
oh, my God.
It's really funny. Dude, when the team that Tim Meadows is coaching and they have the pitcher who comes out who's like 35, and the umpire's like, well, let's see his birth.
12.
Yeah, let's see the birth certificate. And he hands him a piece of paper, and inside in crayon it says, I'm 12, and there's a $100 bill. He goes, looks good to me.
That's pretty funny.
And then they just proceed to get him drunk.
Yep. Yeah. He's like holding the.
Yeah, he's got a flask in his glove. He's like screaming out in the mound, Maria, why did you leave me?
Oh, Jesus. I can't think of a movie that everybody hated that I liked. I'm sure there's numerous.
Well, I just remember at the time, but like as I've gotten older, a lot more people like it. Dirty Work with Norm Macdonald.
I like Dirty Work. People not like that? I thought it was.
I remember like kind of being mocked for it, but it was like it makes me think of that movie and Kids in the Hall Brain Candy. I love Kids in the Hall Brain Candy.
Which
I love the show, and I didn't get through it.
The show with the chick that was like a drug addict. Do you know what I'm talking about? Kids in the Hall.
Oh,
she was a drug addict, and like and then went back to high school at like 40.
No, you're
years
talking
old.
About Strangers with Candy.
Strangers with Candy.
Yeah,
with,
yeah, that's not Kids in the Hall. Yeah, yeah. It's different. It's totally
Kids
different.
In the Hall was a sketch comedy show.
Yeah, never mind.
Maybe like literally the opposite.
Well, fuck you then.
A little un-PC for the day. Like you couldn't get away with some of the stuff they did, but it's really funny. Go check. Go back. Shout out Kids in the Hall. All right, we got to skip a Stump the Brewer. As to you, Stump the Brewer.
That wasn't me. Now. All right, what do we got?
Well, I don't know if we have the time for this, but I was going to do some more deadpan lyrics.
Time Cop always have time.
One urn and you're out. Done.
Wait, what
Let's
was
go.
It?
Deadpan lyrics.
What does that mean?
We've done it a few times before.
Okay.
We've done it with 90s hip-hop and 80s hip-hop. But
time
the thing
for 2000s.
No, we're not doing hip-hop at all. We're doing hair metal.
Oh,
okay, I'm in.
So
I'm
this, not, Brandon, you might not have a chance to win this.
Yeah, okay, this definitely sounds like a pretty obvious attempt to end my winning streak. I'm going to go ahead and play the rest of the game under protest, but...
No problem.
Okay, your protest says
so these are
duly noted.
These are hair metal bands with hair metal songs.
I don't even know
what hair metal is.
Yeah, I'm not very familiar.
Oh, you're
going
to find out
with,
soon.
With hair?
Really? Jeez,
yeah. Name... Okay, glam metal. Name the song... First,
just,
okay. And
just
then
give it
name
to Jason.
The artist.
He's the oldest.
Jason will know this better. He's right.
Because
okay.
I'm smarter.
Cool. Why don't
you
just
do
like just like 20s, 1920s songs? Like,
well, it's what I
would
pulled.
You, would
so
you
yes.
stop letting the whiny bitches at the table talk you out of this?
Oh, okay. Already? Very rich coming from the guy okay. who's going to fucking win.
That's true.
I'm not going to win. What do you think? I've listened to. It's not like I put the poison CD.
I would guarantee that you've listened to more than I have. Okay. Probably more than anyway.
So
whatever.
These are very popular songs.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure a lot of you get the,
I know the first
song
one.
Title. I don't think you guys will get
the
artist
one,
in most cases.
Yeah, some of the artists are like really
Pour
weird.
Pour Some Sugar on Me.
Well, actually,
wrong.
So
that'd be really good if you're
Brian.
Right.
I know, I feel confident. I'm not gonna win.
Brian, your song. Can't you see me standing here?
Oh,
I got my back against the record machine.
Oh yeah, you gotta know that.
Come on.
Yeah.
What?
This is an easy one. This is a layup.
It is.
What?
This is a literal layup.
Yes, most of these are layups. I try to be easy for the first round.
Do we have to buzz
outside
in
of hip hop?
He has to have a guess first.
He has to have a guess first.
Can you repeat the question?
Oh my god.
Can't you see me standing here? I got my back against the record machine.
Oh, this is what's his name? Who played the detective in Ace Ventura?
Jim Carrey?
No, the detective.
Are you saying Tone Loc?
Tone
Loc.
Tone Medina. It's got to be that.
No. Yeah, definitely
That's
not.
That's not hair metal. So.
Oh, shit.
What is Joan Jett? I Like Rock and Roll.
No. Are you what? It is Jump by Van Halen.
What?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Because the next line is, I ain't the worst
that
you've
seen.
Can't you see what I mean?
So I might as well jump.
He's lampooning us.
He's a lyric. Yeah, exactly.
This one.
Sandbagging.
Sandbagging.
Gee, let me think.
Sandbagging, son of a
bitch. 2 points Brandon there.
Nice. Cool.
Okay, so Brandon, this is your song.
There's definitely a record machine
underdog.
In that Joan Jett song.
Yes, there is. I love rock and roll, so put another dime in the jukebox, baby.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, he's
so, Brandon. Brandon.
The bitch the most about this.
I guess I didn't realize that song was hair metal. Yeah. Cool.
The night is calling.
Oh, yeah.
I have to go. The wolf is hungry. He runs the show.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
The song title is "Hungry Like the
God
Wolf."
Damn it!
I have no idea who the artist is. Motley Crue. No, genuinely no idea.
You are wrong on both fronts.
Yeah,
it's Duran Duran.
No,
what?
That's not hair metal.
Strike two.
Is it not "Hungry Like the Wolf"?
No.
Oh, Well, then.
The knight is calling. I have to go. The wolf is hungry. He runs the show.
That was my guess. Yeah. I mean, the song that I'm thinking of is by Duran Duran, and it is hungry like the wolf.
I only said that because it's
everyone give
the
up.
Wolf is hungry
because he's licking his lips. He's ready to win on the hunt tonight for love at first sting. Here I am, rock you like a hurricane.
Oh, that's a dumb one.
Rock you like a hurricane.
I think that's out of all of them.
Is that Whitesnake?
That was Scorpion.
That was Scorpion. I think that was our first out of this whole game, like the first like total stumper.
Complete beef? Yeah.
Yikes. Yeah. Nice. Cool. Still winning.
Okay.
And in the song that you really should know.
So, Jason, this is you. Jason, you know what hair metal is, correct? Okay. Jason, Jason, this is you.
Down to you right now.
Your life is trite.
You know what employment
is? Don't get used to it.
You heard of this thing called a paycheck? I can still stop yours.
Yeah, I spend it in singles every week.
Nice.
Cool. So, Jason, this is you. Your life is trite and jaded, boring and confiscated.
It totally is. He's right.
Is that it?
That is it.
Oh, wow. I could name that tune in three words. It felt like there was very few words to that.
I agree.
I will add the next line to it.
Okay, right. We'll start over.
Your life is trite and jaded, boring and confiscated. If that's your best won't do.
What is Everything I Hate About You by Ugly Kid Joe?
No.
close to this one.
I have no idea.
Can you say it one more time?
Your life is trite and jaded. Boring and confiscated. If that's your best won't do.
It is.
Sucks.
My God. I'm going to be so mad.
I am too. It's on the tip of my
tongue. I think this one's so obvious.
I have no idea.
I can hear it.
So here's the problem with me is that I mumble my way like phonetically through most of the lyrics, especially in the
80s. Yeah, yeah.
And I don't really know. I don't know what they're actually saying at all.
Yeah. What is it?
This is We're Not Gonna Take It by Twisted Sister.
God damn it.
Your life is trite and jaded. Boring and confiscated.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I mean, I recognize it when you do it that way, for sure.
Sure is.
That sounds
like you see, the thing about,
I don't know those words.
The thing about hair metal is that it's sung literally the opposite of deadpan. It has it has very livable pan, living pan.
Definitely.
Highly living pan. Ultra, if you will.
Yeah.
I will.
Okay, Brian, this goes back to you. Paint your smile on your lips, blood red nails on your fingertips, a schoolboy's dream, you act so shy, your very first kiss was your first kiss goodbye.
I definitely know those lyrics, but I can't.
Exactly.
God damn it. I'm trying to think about like,
I know,
like
I know.
Like I, but I can't.
I don't
can't.
Have
all right
I,
read, read it one more time and see if I can get it.
Paint your smile on your lips, blood red nails on your fingertips, a schoolboy's dream, you act so shy, your very first kiss was your first kiss goodbye.
I don't know, I have a guess.
It's probably going to be...
fucking knows it.
Rock and Roll All Night by Kiss.
No.
I gotta guess. It's... Once Bitten, Twice Shy by Bon Jovi.
Okay, I guess.
I'll give you 1 point.
Did I really get it?
Because it's Bon Jovi.
Nice.
Oh.
It is You Give Love a Bad Name.
Oh, that's nice. What I was thinking. Once Bitten, Twice Shy. That's not even by Bon Jovi, is it?
I have no idea.
Right. What is Once Bitten, Twice Shy? What am I thinking of? This is fun because it's like right on the cusp of my memory. Like these are songs that I heard growing up, but like didn't. I listened like it was through the door of my brother listening to
That's how I know a lot of these. Yeah.
Let's see. Once Bitten, Twice Shy was Great White.
Oh, okay. Once Bitten, Twice Shy. I can't even think how it goes now.
Bon Jovi. All right, well,
I'm pretty sure. What was the name of that song again?
You Give Love a Bad Name.
Oh,
I'm pretty sure I'm winning right now.
I definitely know that song.
You Give Love a Bad Name.
I'm definitely winning right now.
Shot through the heart.
You're too late. I would have thought
that. Love. Yeah, for whatever reason, like in my brain, I would have thought that name of that song was Shot Through the Heart.
Yeah. That's why I'm winning right now.
I also thought all the words were shot through the heart and you're too late. Like, I'm dead already and you didn't get there in time. Because I was shot in the heart.
And you said you love me. You fucking lied.
Yeah. You give love a bad name. A real lover would have been there when I was shot in
my
the heart.
My version of that song is 911 is a joke. Get up and get down. 911 is a joke in your town. Shout out Flavor Flav. Public Enemy.
Fear of a Black Flame. We're on Brian again. You keep on saying...
No, that was Brian.
That was Brian?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yes, it was.
Sorry, you're right.
I'm still winning.
Yeah, Brandon,
hurry
Brandon.
Up. Get out of here.
You keep on saying you'll be mine for a while. You're looking fancy, and I like your style. You drive us wild. We will drive you crazy. You show us everything you've got.
Dude, if you don't know this, you're the biggest, dumbest idiot.
There's zero chance that you know this one.
I've never seen in my whole
Yeah, there's 100% chance that you know this one, and I have proof.
That I know this one?
Yes.
All right, well, then I'm going to need you to say it again.
You keep on saying you'll be mine for a while. You're looking fancy, and I like your style. You drive us wild. We'll drive you crazy. You show us everything you got.
Is this Rock and Roll All Night by Kiss?
Yes.
Can I give it away because you just said it?
Probably.
Yeah.
You definitely helped. I don't think I would have guessed it a second time. So, nice. I think that's 4 points. So,
yeah.
Jason needs to get the 2 plus the foul.
Yes. 2 plus the foul? Yes. Yeah, no, it's not going to happen. So, but I want to do it for fun. I like
Jason, here you go.
I have 5 right now,
all right,
for the record.
All right.
For those keeping track,
mouth.
I have 5 points.
I
five
is
hurts,
there, is
maybe.
Is there like a Rock and Jocks like 10-point line that
I don't
can shoot from?
I don't know why, but
The Globetrotters?
Jock Jams, whatever it's called. Three. What was it called?
No, it was Rock and
Jock. Was it Rock and Jock? Okay.
Can I make a brief back art?
No.
Okay, fine.
Okay. So, Jason, this is your song.
Fuck you guys.
I'm gonna channel Pauly Shore.
And I've made up my mind.
Squeeze the juice.
Oh, baby, ain't wasting no more time.
Oh, fuck.
His iterations are just throwing me off completely.
Yeah.
And I've made up my mind. Ooh, baby, ain't wasting no more time.
Here I Go Again on My Own by Whitesnake.
That is correct.
Nice.
What?
Yeah. But that only gives you 3 points.
Damn it.
And here with 4 points, Brandon once again wins our music section.
Four in a row. Four in a row for everybody.
This was yours, Jason.
Here
this
I go. I guess, yeah, that's.
I was born to walk alone.
So, technically speaking, I didn't win last week, but also Brian wasn't here. So, I mean, that's four in a row with Brian, with full staff. So,
no need to spike the football.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I hit my phone under the pylon.
Thanks to myself, I'm Jason, the Funky Boss. Thank you, Brian.
You're welcome. Top cop.
Thank you to OB.
You're welcome. Follow me, B_Randon28 on all social media, specifically Instagram, please. Thank you.
Thank you to Justin.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, who's this guy?
All right.
Well.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Thanks. Yeah. Thank you, Miguel.
Big shout. Thank you, Miguel. He's got everything on the record.
Miguel, we couldn't do this without you.
Silent but deadly.
We couldn't. And he's doing a lot of great things. Follow Bookworm Media online. We're putting out a lot of awesome videos. Follow the Funky Boss Show. Follow the Dumb Buckets. Follow NanoBrew. Anywhere you can get anything, go to NanoBrew.
Anywhere you can get anything.
Network.com. We're adding more and more content. We're blowing it up. We're becoming a media site. Pretty soon, I'm going to come out with NanoBrew, the actual show. I'm going to make it up. I'm going to write a TV show called NanoBrew.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be way bigger than Duck Dynasty.
We're also going to have some sort of NanoBrew.
Seth Rogen.
Excuse me.
Everyone would cast me as Seth
Rogen.
We
need an old man, though. So we're going to put Miguel in a bunch of
Miguel's
prosthetics.
Definitely going to
make him
old
an old man.
Man.
Give him a cane.
The youngest dude in the room. We're going to give him the old man.
make him. Or we don't even do prosthetics. We just make him pretend to be old. And we treat him like he's old. And he acts like he's old.
Shut up, you old bitch.
Actually, did you ever see, you remember
the
show?
You're doing that wrong.
Yeah. Oh, do you want me to reprogram your fucking VCR?
I could be completely wrong on this, but if,
he's like, what's a VCR?
Yeah, Miguel has no idea.
Oh, shit, he has dementia. Oh, shit.
He doesn't remember.
No. Actually, if you ever remember watching The Golden Girls, Estelle Getty, I think, was actually younger.
That's the quote of the whole episode.
Thank you.
If you ever remember watching The Golden Girls.
Estelle Getty, I think she was actually the youngest person out of all four of them, and she played as the mother of all the
characters. Oh, I totally remember that.
Hey, all right, we gotta get out of here.
Stopping my mom.
Bye. Come to Books and Brews and buy our beer, please. Thank you.
I keep you on track.
Okay, bye.